Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor.
Hold on, Brisa. I was trying to complete a transfer, and I need to complete it. You picked up before I was able to complete the transfer from a customer.
Okay.
They'll be able to give you this month's $59.
Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I please have your zip code?
49327.
49327, thank you. And what is your first and last name?
Deborah Orr.
Thank you. And I'm one of the supervisors over the floor in the fire department. Can I have your shipping address for security purposes?
4406 West 104th Street, Grant, Michigan, 49327.
Thank you. I see your note was in on April 1st for $59.89 for our meal plan app. Shows that you said it to my agent. You did not place that order. That order is fraud. Am I correct?
I did not place this order. That's why I'm calling, is because I did not do no dollar contest thing. I did not do no $59 health plan thing or this month. I didn't authorize this at all.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay with you, ma'am?
Okay, can you repeat that again?
Whoever placed the order, because they did not have your authorization, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them. Will that be okay?
You'll do a penalty or a fine towards...
whoever placed the order without your authorization.
Yes, yes.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay. April 1st. This is May 1st. Started April 1st last month.
Yeah, but didn't you say you had one before that?
No, April and May.
Right. They charged you for April 1st.
And this came from May. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to make sure you let them know about that.
Yeah. I got one for April, and
right.
I got one for May.
Right. Okay. That's why I was going to say, make sure you tell her
two.
You got two of them.
And then this dollar contest.
Okay. So your account has been canceled, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. On my side, the claim has been sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address on the account. On my side, I have issued you two full refunds of $59.89. The refunds will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. You'll receive an email stating that the account was canceled and flagged as fraud. Do you have any additional questions?
Okay, and can I ask, can you by chance tell me what you guys have down for an email address?
It's ORR1257@gmail.com. That is the email that we have on file.
Okay.
Do you have any additional questions?
No, and you said the refund would be the two payments of the $59.89?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is there something else I can assist you with?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye, ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.